This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
8:46, 14 till 9. North Shore getting pounded now. Should last for a couple of hours. Looks like the South Shore might get some rain, but not the heaviest of it. It's still yet to play out, but the National Weather Service, Chris Bannon, earlier telling us it was likely to play out that way, either North or South Shore, and it would appear to be. The North Shore is getting their turn. Maybe it'll wash some pollen out of the air. Hopefully no street flooding, but be careful and stay tuned to WWL. We'll let you know everything you need to know. So I'm driving home Friday afternoon after having my rear end handed to me on a golf course by our GM, Dan Barron. I'll admit it, I'm a better ball striker, I think, or at least a better driving range player. He's a better golfer. But I was listening to Steve Geller and Jeff Nowak on Sports Talk on Friday afternoon, and very interesting conversation about Brandon Cooks with the Dallas the voice of the Dallas Cowboys. Good morning, Steve Geller. How are you?
Doing all right, Tommy. Already got the pup under my desk, worried about this rain coming in.
What kind of dog is it?
He's a Labrador Beagle, very sensitive to weather.
You know what? Send me a picture of him, because I got a new dog, Teddy, and I think he's a Labrador Beagle. I have no idea what he is. He's Tractor Supply Trash that was rescued, just as I am. I'm
right.
Tractor Supply Trash. I'm not knocking him. But send me a picture, because I'd like to know. And I'll give you the tip I gave to Eric Smith, which is, go to the auto parts store and get a piece of vacuum tubing. Get about 3 feet. It'll cost you $3. It's stretchy. You tie it to the toys, and, man, they love that. They love it. Let's talk about Brandon Cooks. Saints love him, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, coming back to New Orleans, a place he was drafted with the 20th overall pick all the way back in 2020. So the 11-year vet, a reunion in black and gold, had a bit of a down season last year in Dallas, suffering some injuries, but has been a really productive player in this league despite bouncing around to a bunch of teams. From New Orleans, he was traded to the New England Patriots, then going on to the Houston Texans, the LA Rams and the Houston Texans, the Dallas Cowboys. And what's weird is for all his time in the NFL, this is the first time he got to test free agency out. Every other time he had been traded to another team. So Saints getting some speed added to their wide receiving core. And I know a lot of folks have been a little critical about this move because he's not the biggest wide receiver. And that seems to be one of the glaring needs of this black and gold squad right now. You need that bigger, tough physical kind of target in this offense to pair up with the likes of a Rashid Shaheed and Chris Olave.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Talk about the conversation you had with the voice of the Dallas Cowboys. What was the man's name? I didn't get it, but it was a great show that you and Jeff had Friday afternoon.
Yeah, it was Brad Sham, the voice of the Dallas Cowboys. We also talked to him. He's got a lot of great knowledge from Kellen Moore,
yep,
having his time with Dallas. But Cooks and Kellen Moore's time didn't overlap, so there's not a connection there. But like you mentioned, I just wanted to get an idea, really, how much does Cooks have left in the tank coming to New Orleans? And from what I remember here, he was younger and seemed more of a selfish player. If you recall that game against the LA Rams when the Saints blew him out in the regular season, and he was in the post-game locker room telling folks, close mouths, don't get fed. He was upset he wasn't getting targets, and sure enough, in that offseason, he was dealt off to the New England Patriots. But Sham talked to us about how much of a mentor that Brandon Cooks was for that Dallas Cowboys room, including for guys like a CeeDee Lamb. I'm assuming this guy's grown up in maturity over these years, and yeah, really seems to understand his role as an older player. But like I said, definitely still brings that pop as a speedster for this wide receiving group. The fact that they get an experienced guy who's also, you know, willing to help out the young guys, that's going to be instrumental on this team as well. And maybe the Saints and Kellen Moore are more stressing the speed factor than the big physical side of things.
And not just on the football field, right, in terms of being a mentor?
No, absolutely. Throughout his career, he's been a very religious guy. We know his celebration, the Archer, has to deal with some Bible verses. And Cooks all around, just a veteran presence, like I said, adding some speed to this wide receiver group, and will be someone to mentor the young guys on and off the field.
Let me take a break. I want to come back, talk about what your guest had to say about Kellen Moore, not that their times overlapped, Brandon Cooks, and about the way Brandon Cooks was used last year. I think he's got some stuff left in the tank. We'll see. 8:51, 9 till 9, talking to WWL Sports Director Steve Geller about the Saints' acquisition of Brandon Cooks. He has bounced around, but he's earned about $37.5 million in his career, so he's doing okay. Traffic now, WWL. 8:57, 3 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, rainy morning on the North Shore, maybe a little bit here on the South Shore eventually, talking to Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director, about the reacquisition, I guess, of Brandon Cooks. Steve, he was not happy with the way he was used last year. First of all, this voice of the Dallas Cowboys guy spoke glowingly of both Brandon Cooks and Kellen Moore, and that kind of stuck out to me, considering that neither with the franchise anymore, but it seemed like this guy had a genuine like for both of these people.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you mentioned with Kellen Moore, we're continuing to hear just about how what a great offensive mind that Moore is. And he's like, you hate to use the term genius because it's thrown around so much throughout sports, but did mention the fact that obviously we know that Moore has been around football since a kid. His dad's a high school coach, obviously. being around the practices over there and just being a quarterback growing up, going into college, and then the NFL. And his quick ascent, I guess you would say, as to the head coaching ranks due to his age, but the experience is definitely there with Kellen Moore, and expects a nice showing from him with this Saints team, but did urge, the Houdat Nation to be patient with this guy, because you do have to look at the pieces around him at the moment.
So what does the receiving core look like now as opposed to last year?
Well, right now we have Chris Olave is your number one guy. Rashid Shaheed, both of them we know got banged up last season and caused a huge downturn from that early success that we had in weeks one and two. I would slot Cooks in as the number three guy then. After that, you have some names like Bub Means, who got injured early on, the rookie last year, will likely get some play this season. Kevin Austin Jr., Cedric Wilson Jr. is a veteran presence. Dante Pettis was re-signed. And then there's also a youngster in Mason Tipton. Like I mentioned, there's no real big physical threat in this wide receiver group right now. It'll be interesting to see. Maybe they do address it in the draft. A few mock drafts have the Saints, if he's available with that ninth overall selection, getting Arizona's Tet McMillan with that pick.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate your time as always. Good luck with the puppy.
Yeah, for sure, Tommy. Take care.
You bet. Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director. You go back and download the Odyssey app. Well, I don't think you can use the rewind feature, but go to WWL.com as well. Click on Sports Talk. Listen to Jeff and Steve from Friday. Interesting interview with the voice of the Cowboys. We'll talk with Cynthia Lee Sheng when we come back.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.